kande ipiko Zimbabwe mushe linali chona njani mtokazo mushe kwazwai mure Zimbabwe. Welcome to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome to Live Talk, a The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program, brought to you by Live Talk, Studio 7, Voice of America, Mune Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, March 29, 2022. Zimbabwe Mushe, I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Mtokazo Mushe, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. We welcome you to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, tonight on The Connection, Mune Zimbabwe, we're going to be speaking to youth who emerged victorious, who won over the weekend at the March 26th by-election. However, the conversation is not just going to be ending there. Mune Zimbabwe, we're also going to be taking a look at what's happening in Ukraine. We're going to be focusing on the war between Russia and Ukraine, a war which has affected the lives of thousands of African students, amongst them Zimbabweans. So we're going to be speaking to them to hear more about how this war has affected their lives. Now, unfortunately, Mune Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, your feedback is still very important, Mune Zimbabwe. So please continue writing your comments in the comment section because we see that feedback. Please continue sharing the program so that we watch the program in our numbers. And most importantly, However, as we speak, we're broadcasting our conversation on our two Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele Zulugandaba. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. The official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So, Linga Kofi, if you're a YouTube fanatic and you haven't subscribed, subscribe. And then lastly, for those that like watching the program on our three web pages, we're broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com. So, Linga Kofi, once again, Zulugandaba, to press that like button, which of tonos I was a chocolate and chocolate in Zimbabwe, to toast a panopatron watching the church icky, since Songke like so, Konapem Sagazoni, where Studio 7. So, Lina Koshi is looking at the Balani Jalama comments, who comment section, who's this one with Sisonke, who shall the truth, Robasakula, yo. Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, as usual, we like to kickstart our program with an update of COVID-19 figures. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has registered 245,927 COVID cases, 237,295 recoveries, and 5,438 deaths. Now, according to the latest information released last night, 107 new cases were detected, 454 recoveries, and zero deaths. To date, 4,971,541 have taken the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And for those that are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19, we're looking at 3,498,431. So those are the latest stats released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare in Zimbabwe. The goal is to reach 10 million people fully vaccinated so that Zimbabwe can achieve herd immunity. If you're tuning in right now, Mune Zimbabwe, you're tuned into the Live Talk, The Connection.
Yes, I'm a
Now shout out to Mr. T. Darila, Swa Inindin Darila, just signal they're partnering up with Roots Africa after that important COVID-19 message. And Gezai Mauko Muriye Zimbabwe, Linga Koshin Jalo, we see COVID-19, Likrini, so Liko, now Unkushani with COVID-19, Unloke, Kumegila Pambili, Usabalala, Tatimpilo, Zabandu, so we are showing them, just signal with Gezani Zanja, Linga Minyani, Jalo, Shonipa, imitate your corner, or a mask. And make sure you practice social distancing. But now to delve into tonight's discussion, Muriye Zimbabwe, March 26th, this past Saturday, Zimbabweans really did it all, Muriye Zimbabwe. Over the weekend on Saturday, March the 26th, Zimbabweans from several different constituencies took to the polls to determine who will be their next councillor and who would be their next member of parliament. Now, in these 28 constituencies that were up for grabs, the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, really was dominant in these by-elections, marking themselves the official opposition to governing party ZANU-PF, after they managed to grab at least 22 of the 28 National Assembly seats that were up for grabs, and ZANU-PF is the ones that retained the rest, including some which were opposition strongholds that were up for grabs. Now, for more, let us head over to a report that was recently produced by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, who explains more.
Douglas Gonzalez's MDC alliance lost all seats to Nelson Chamisa's Citizens Coalition for Change in Zimbabwe's urban areas, but the two where by-elections were held. Monzora says he's now looking forward to 2023 polls and wants electoral reforms.
Come next year, we will be having serious issues regarding the diaspora vote. So people in the diaspora must be allowed to vote, and we must push for these electoral reforms. And I think it is time that political parties, especially in the opposition, must forget their differences when we are dealing with these serious issues of reform.
Chamisa said his Citizens Coalition for Change party had issues with the way the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission had run the election, but was happy with the ultimate result.
And the people have expressed themselves. They've said what we want is the face of change. Citizens know their leaders. Citizens know what they want and who they want. And they've made an emphatic statement.
The ruling ZANU-PF party spokesman Christopher Mutangwa says his party is happy to have retained its two-thirds majority in parliament and gained two urban seats.
The people are rewarding us accordingly. So we are saying to the president, more of the message of progress, more of the message of prosperity, more hope for young people. And that is what is going to win us a tsunami of an election in 2023.
Gibson Nkazino, an independent analyst, sums up what happened over the weekend.
At a national scale, ZANU-PF has shown that it has the capability to mobilize. It still has an appetite to increase and mobilize the voting patterns of its members to win an election. Overall, we can say ZANU-PF it has won because it retained 7 seats and took 2 seats from the opposition to make them 9. Between the Citizens Coalition for Change and the MDC Alliance, this is just a contest to know who carries the history of the opposition in Zimbabwe since 1999. And ultimately, this has shown that it is Nelson Chamisa.
Zimbabwe holds a general elections next year, which the issue of deteriorating economy may decide which way the vote goes. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Now, shout out there to Mr. Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent, who was explaining more on the outcome of the March 26 by-elections. But now, here at Studio 7, we managed to get a hold of our Mr. Danford Ngatsuore, who was one of the young people that emerged victorious at the March 26 by-elections. He is the former and now the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. So we're going to talk about his campaign and what he looks to do for the residents of Ward 16, Harare West. Now, for some people, they're wondering, Mike, why would you say he is the former and now the new? Danford Ngatsuore was amongst some of the opposition members that were recalled. Some were recalled from parliament and some were recalled from council, which is what led to the by-elections that were held over the weekend. So now let's head over to that conversation that I had with Danford Ngatsuore, who talks more, not just about his recalling, but him coming back into office and what he has plans for the residents of Ward 16, Harare West.
No, thank you very much. I actually want to thank my citizens for my work. They've done wonders. It was a tough campaign because that's not, we were campaigning from a new political apparatus uniformed about 2 months ago. And also, we were working from zero budget. As you are aware, from the former, they've taken everything from us. So it was something which was funded by citizens themselves. Sometimes they honor their problems, sometimes they didn't. But obviously, the funding was not up to expectation because the budget was huge. But because we have the support of the citizens, the campaign was made that easier. So what I can say is that we have a classic campaign where we have been engaging every voter in the community. My focus was on voters. I didn't want to focus more on those people who are yet to register because it was a by-election. So I should make sure that I get conduct, I engage every voter. So I some door-to-doors engaging every person. That's which I use the party structures. I also use the engagement through resident associations. I have about 90 suburbs in my ward. And the 3,400 households. So I used the resident assistance for each suburb to engage voters. So it also bringing results. I also engage religious groups because we have many churches. I think we have more than 60 Pentecostal churches in this world. So I engage those people and they also helped me. So my campaign was made it easier because that I didn't have enough resources. So that where we are now, and I'm pleased with even these houses. These houses themselves, they are. It means that the residents from Ward 16, they have confidence in me, they have confidence in the CCC party, they have confidence in President Tamisa, which I am really grateful. Because if you look from the previous by-election results, we once held a by-election in this community. Last time, although the previous party didn't contest the MTC in 2014, but during that year in 2014, the by-election was contested by ZANU-PF and the other parties. All total votes were around, were less than 600 votes. The total votes for the whole by-election. But for this by-election, it was 4,000 plus voters who come out to vote in a single ward. While in other constituencies, it was the total number of voters who cast their vote using that number. So from my view, I'm impressed with the turnout from the residents.
All right, Danford, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. One thing you just highlighted in your initial statement here is that you employed tactics that were based on communicating with registered voters within your constituency, which was a very good tactic, clearly, because that's why you won. But now talk to us about the importance of communicating with them and ensuring that they go out and vote.
After the illegal recall from the former party, I continue engaging residents. I continue assisting where I can. So it makes me easier to engage with every voter in the community because already there was a communication, there was a contact. And also because I use the local citizen, local resident in the locality of the East suburb. So it makes me easier because I didn't want people who want to transport maybe to go and mobilize because I will be using the people from that locality.
Now, Danford, we have highlighted here that you're returning to public office, but this isn't your first time in public office. You're returning to a seat that you previously retained before you were recalled. Talk to us about what you plan on doing differently this time now that you're back in council.
Definitely, we now have a new master, new strategy. We are now saying citizens first. So whatever the decision that we are going to make at the council level, we should include citizens. by consultation and also asking for their input. So long as there's no difference. When we used to have ECB meetings maybe once a year or whatever, although it's not level, I've done many ECB meetings in my period in council. But obviously, now it's not very different again because we are now putting citizens on the center of every decision making. So obviously, there will be a difference. Why put citizens on the center? Where we are failing to offer solutions, we should ask citizens, what can we do on this particular issue? Citizens might have a solution, the council might also try to implement that from the citizens. So obviously, by engaging citizens, they will be part of the solution. So obviously, this one is not a different strategy as we move forward.
Denford, experts say your first 100 days in office are arguably the most important in terms of setting precedents. So your, I guess, constituency understands more in terms of what your vision is. So talk to us about your plan for your first 100 days in office.
During my campaign, to be honest with you, I didn't promise anything to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
Because my previous term was cut short by the legal recall. So during this term, I didn't even promise anything to the residents. What I promised in 2018 is a continuation. But what I promise, there are the things that I implemented, there are the things that I achieved during my 1 year, 4 months in the council. So this is the thing which I have carried over as we move towards 2018. But I'm glad during that 1 year, 4 months, there are a number of achievements that I have made. One, people have been complaining in this community about the community hall. There is no community hall. Most councils have been coming and going, coming in and out, but without solving that issue. But during that 1 year, 4 months, I am glad we have secured the place, the ground. The plan has now been approved during my tenure when I was still in the office. And that plan is now available. Obviously, the new issue is now is to try to find a contractor or a partnership so that we can build that in that community. So maybe what I will focus more in this period, maybe is to do the groundbreaking, so that we can also invite other players to support this thing. So to me, it's an achievement, because the community was something which benefited the community, because it's something which is cheaper if it's a commitment from council. While these other people, when they want to do their weddings or even meetings, it will be easier for them, even churches. So to me, it's an achievement, because people have been complaining about that issue. And that's the same thing. Then the other issue is the issue of Sendosa and water. Serious improvement of water in Sendosa and other areas in Neporeng, around Neporeng area. Reason being, when I was elected, my first task was to find a solution to the water crisis. So what I done, I invited all stakeholders, all residents, Mayor Gomba by then, other engineers, director of water. We had the meeting in Neporeng district office to come up with a solution. There are suggestions, and we implement each of the suggestions, and we agreed. After 2020, before even my legal recall, there was an improvement in Sendosa. That is again, reasons are happy because it took about 17 years for them without their water, but it was implemented within 1 year smart. Then the other issue of COVID, for 2 years people have been suffering from COVID because government failed to give some questioning to vendors, informal vendors, as per their promise. So you know, bless the community, the church, the business, and they give us many food staff, including the hampers. So we donated those hampers to the elderly, people living with disability, and so forth. Then we have played during that period about nearly 5,000 households benefited from that program, which is that we did, although that program benefited also 141 in Maupra. So these are some of the issues. Then the other issue is the issue of dam clearing. When I was elected, there was a lot of dam in the community. So during that period between 2018 and 2019, the serious cleanup campaigns, which I invited stakeholders, residents, and also other bodies in the council. And we managed to clear all dam sites. Although right now there was still the resurface, but obviously because there was no one, there was no representation in the council. So there are many achievements, which also include even employment. Because of serious employment, there's serious drug abuse, people are interested in youth. So I engaged the business in our community. You know, you understand that when most of the people, they've changed their houses into the commercial purposes. So they are now running businesses. There's also another Bluff Industrial Park, which is also in the community. We wrote a letter to all the CEOs and general managers to say, if you have an employment opportunity, can you contact the local? And they were great. During that period, almost nearly 80 youth benefited from that thing. achieved, including those from service center, from the guard service unit. So these are the issues that I achieved during that period. So when I want to finish this term, but to me it's more like a promise from the former, but obviously I will be coming this time around with a new jacket, with a new strategy, new party, or even new vision, because we are now putting ourselves on the center. So I expect during that period of 1 year, 3 months, I should be able to implement all the remaining areas.
Mm-hmm.
Which also includes the issue of road maintenance, specialized, and so forth. But the issue of road maintenance is a very complex issue, it's very serious, because money is being collected by the NARA instead of what supposed to repair roads. So obviously there is need for us to engage at the level of government and also the NARA, at least we expose certain things, because we cannot take it for the village to the things we are not supposed to take it for the village. So if it is not to take over the vehicle license and also even the road maintenance, be it. And on the issue of the satellite, you are aware, the CESA took over everything from council long back. And they remained, the remained within satellites. Only satellites is the thing that we are supposed to repair as council. But this is the only thing which doesn't bring even revenue. So these are things which we also need to interrogate as we move forward. It's possible to take over everything. But they are taking over the electricity from domestic and also from the commercial. If possible, they should take over the repair of the electricity at least the enforced possibility, because there's no reason that is coming from the first streetlight. So these are the issues that we need to interrogate, and the issue also of water and other issues. So there are many issues that we intend to try and solve, but obviously we cannot solve everything because of the limited time I have for today.
What about the youth, Denford? You briefly touched on the youth there, but this is a youth program, so I want to delve deeper on that one. As we approach your 100 days, as we delve into your 100 days, sorry, you just started, what exactly do you have planned for the youth?
What I need to expect is about the issue of equipping the youth with the higher skills.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that we intend to do so that at least every youth can try to do something. This will limit drug abuse, this will limit even marijuana cases. This will remove marijuana cases. So there are many training schools. We are carrying back on driving school lessons for the youth, so that at least they can also get something to do. So this program can also be a continuation as we go towards 2023 or even moving forward. So our issue mainly will continue with the youth engagement platforms, where we see what we don't want currently, because we are now with the new information, we don't want to impose the programs. Every program should come from the youth engagement. So we are going to have a youth consultative meetings in the community very soon, where we share ideas, where we present the problems. And the solutions should come from the youth. It will be ours for the community to implement those things. So this program can also be very benefiting the women as well.
I was talking to Ganaka Mkoma Denford. Let me hold you on the line there, so that I can translate our entire conversation for our NWA audience. And then when I come back to you, we'll then to wrap up this conversation. Zulugandaba yebo, Zulugandaba sithandubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Sikhuluma nje, sixoxa lwesakhulayo, uDenford Ntatsuore oyebandla le-CCC. Nguye osengukhansela ku-Ward 16 eHarare West. Unqobe kukhetho lwama-by-elections ngumuntu ongisakhulayo silayo kuhlelo. Sike sambuzo, sesimbuzile izinto eziningi uDenford Ntatsuore mayelana ngomkankaso wakhe, njalo ukuthi yena ukhangela ukwenza izinto ezinjani ukuthuthukisa impilo zabasakhulayo, impilo zezakhamizi zonke abasakhulayo, abantu abadala, abantu abesifazane. Yena uDenford uyasho ngempela ukuthi uthabe kakhulu ukuthi nguye onqobe kukhetho lolu, ngenxa yokuthi njengoba ibandla le-CCC elikhokhelwa ngu-Advocate Nelson Chamisa bengela imali eningi, uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena ikhampeni yakhe ubengela imali eningi, kodwa usekelo lwezakhamizi lumsize kakhulu ukuthi ayenelise ukunqoba kukhetho lolu, ikakhulukazi usekelo oluvela kuma-church.
uphinde ngiphinde ngambuza nje impela ukuthi njengoba nguye onqobe ukhetho lolu lwama by elections kuyini akhangelela ukwenzela izakhamizi zeHarare West uyasho ngempela ukuthi njengoba nguye onqobe uza eqhakathekisa izinto ezifana logesi ama street lights ukutholakala kwamanzi njalo ukuthi kube lenhlelo ezikhona eHarare West ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo kanye alabo esifazana ikakhulukazi nxa sisikhangela inhlelo ezilakho ukubona ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ontanga balakho ukuthola indlela zokusiphandela ukuthi bayenelise ukwenza imali zokusiphilisa. So yikho kusanda ukusho ngumnumzana uDanford Nkatsiwere nguye onqobe kukhetho lwama-by elections at Harare West Ward 16. Mkoma Danford cho ya kwa mure tichipete edu urukuru edu ngashimbo ziyai nyai ne rimiro amai cho sangane kuti makuru kocho ne kubudira msarutu zema by elections na nchikumro kumuzo wa tere edi kana utuwa gari we mnaraonde yu kuti zizwa makawa rongera sezo ntimika masarutu wa kutimuwe kanzo
chukutana ewa nagaro mnaraonda nino chalakawa promisa mwini 2018 jenizo zore rewa ndipendise kufuma pake ndakandiri. Reason being the kuti izo, my team was cut short. So pandiri kudzoka izvezvi, ndiri kundopedzisa zvinhu izvozvo. Pandai campaigna by-election inei, handira kubvira ndapedzisa anything, handira kupromisa promisa anything. Iko ndakambopromisa in 2018, ndikadhiriva zvimwe ndakadhiriva. So ipapo pandakadzoka ipapo, ndakandava mulevhu yekuti izvo, ndikwanise kuti ndipedzise team iyoyo, ndikwanise kudhiriva. Ndizvo ndakadhiriva panguva iyoyo. So this is pandiri kuenda. But pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvandinoziva ndakadhiriva, zvinosanganisira kupisa marara mucommunity muna 2018. Ndakadhiriva zvakare zvinosanganisira nyaya yecommunity war. Munoziva kuti mune mucommunity hamuna community war. Kubva kuwest kusvika kuchiri kumaobhora hatina community war. So it's a challenge. Maresident vaitaura kuti aiwa, can you help us to have a community war? So during my term ye 1 year 4 months, ndakakwanisa kuita kuti bike planning ikaapprova kucommunity war and I'm really grateful. Tokwanisa kuita ground breaking community hall then we look for partnership. But pane nyaya zvakare ine chekuita nema street lights nema accident lights kana NHS. I push kuti kuita mama traffic lights kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. So ndizvo zvakaita and is a continuation as we move forward. So there are many projects dzakaitika dzakaachirwa pa 1 year 4 months.
Mukoma Danford, mungori negore rimwe chete muri muoffice up until 2023. Apo mchange mchikwikwidza zvekare musarudzo dzema general elections kuna 2023. Zvii zvamakatarisira kuitira vagari vemunharaunda yenyu kuitira kuti vakusarudzei zvekare apo muchange muchikwikwidza muna 2023?
Chokutanga ndinopedzisa temu. Pandinopedzisa temu ndinotarisira kuti izvo pane nyaya nechokuita nemvura. Ndakaimprova mvura musendosa sokuti vanhamboita kuti sendosa yange isina mvura for 17 years. But after down the man, I'm an engineer, I'm a local expert. I got up a meeting by this office. So this is one number. That is one number 204. It has one number in 2020. So when you send those houses, especially not take the traffic and so on, they are really grateful because in Amzigora, I tell them when I come in 2018. So Amzigora is really among my areas. I don't depend this so that at least when you are running, why it is on your water. But when you are in one each way, you can see infrastructure emperor. My pipe, managed pipes are Kunoko. Government, the council. Vakambochinja mana kana kuna biviro kenora kuna kuna kwa kuna kuna kwa kuna but vakaiginowa mana kana pipes ari kuna maseba pakawane kumeborei and every time patinenge tine mvura apa the pump station ino supply mvura from meborei ine papa warine use pump station as long as ine mvura chete panga paine serious ma base pipe anodini anoitwa maybe 10-20 pazuva. So dambudziko solution chete ndekuti izvo ndinofanira kuchinja pipe replacement obviously cannot do that ni marema rates but marema rates cannot do ni nyaya pipe replacement. Marema rates can do maybe nyaya pipe repair chete but the replacement maybe need partnership or funding from other players. So nyaya iyo ndovangisiro kuti at least kana kuine mvura mwezanga ine mvura potofa kuchinja all marchi ma underground pipes. So my issues around even a road nezvimwe but ndamuzikira road inyaya yezinara. Tinofanira kurwisana nezinara kuti zinara itore full responsibility. Painotora mari yotora futi nemari ozokugadzira washe or vanodzora fuso varari. so that we can for the division.
Now, as we wrap up, Mr. Ngatsuwe, I'd like to, I guess, wrap up in English here so that everybody understands what you're saying. One thing you've highlighted throughout this conversation is the power of the citizens or the power of residents in ensuring that if they really want a candidate, they can make sure that that candidate is successful, especially considering the campaign that you ran with a very minimum budget. What words do you have for the youth who are yet to register to vote, especially looking at the fact that we're now focusing on 2023? What words would you have for the youth and, I guess, your residents who are going to be supporting you again in 2023?
The Blitz is coming in April. We're going to have a program. I told them a Blitz to an Arizona voter. Some are friends that are here. I'm going to have a new brand shops. You know, SM, I use SM, my SM, my chase, you know, my vendor. You know, SM, Arizona voter. It has been here. Thank you.
I am Zulukanda Badisanduzo Ingoko NENZ, Lord Denford Ngatsuwe Osakhulayo, Webandlele CCC. He is the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. Congratulations, Mr. Ngatsuwe, one more time there. And congratulations to all the young people that emerged victorious and are going to be representatives in parliament, the representatives in council. But Muriye Zimbabwe, through our conversation about the by-election, doesn't just end here with Mr. Ngatsuwe. I also reached out to Nigel Ndlovu. We've had him on the show. He's a friend of the show, speaking about the by-elections. Now, Nigel Ndlovu, for those who do not know about him, he's a youth rights activist, and he was also a polling agent at Makwerekwe for these by-elections. So let's head over to a conversation that I had with Nigel, whereby he tells me more about what he saw at his polling station, and of course, his thoughts on how this by-election could be a reflection of the 2023 elections.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Mike ungilethe esihlelweni. Siwabonile ama by-elections ayenzakile over the weekend. And it turned out abantu wasn't what we expected in the political environment in Zimbabwe. Besicabanga ukuthi abantu bazaphuma bevota. Kukhanya ngani khonokho abathi ivota aphathi isikhiwo abesikhiwo amakhiwo atsho njalo sokukhona sokuaffecta abantu abaningi eZimbabwe, abantu abasafunge izinto zepolitics sebekhethe ukuthi bezidlalele bebuyele. Yikho kwenzakale nge weekend day, kodwa kunamanye ama-factors a-affecthe by-election day. Okunye ikhonokho ukuthi even lo mkhathi nxakhayela umkhathi izulu belisina kakhulu nge-weekend, so abantu vele bahle bakhethe ukuzihlalela endlini. And then any challenge every call I go to is like I saw Zangaya inform about you go to Avantava register after 20 November 2020. He had to be participating in by elections now. So Mbole, especially you to be citizens in the city, is the key to which our source of the council vote and our vote over Avantava register last year. So ama by-elections I think that befuna izikhathi funa abantu abaregister before 20 November 2020, which was a big disappointment, especially for Tina labanye amanye amabandla akade sizamile ukumobilize ama youth ukuthi evote. Even ama NGOs lawo I think ayasebenza kakhulu ukuthi ezama ukuthi especially intanga ikwanise ukuparticipate kuma by-elections.
Hayi, siyabonga Nigel ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo kanye namazwi akho. Uthintile udaba oluqakathekile ngempela, udaba lolwazi emayelana ngohlelo lokuvota. Ubona ngani uZulu sokumele aqakathekise inhlelo lezi na ikakhulukazi njengoba sesilungiselela ukhetho luka 2023?
I think i-challenge ekhona kithi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abaningi abala ulwazi i-voter education ayikho. Over the weekend I also witnessed a lot of people being turned away because they thought their ward was voting, whereas it wasn't. For instance, ward 29 bekungela by-election, i-by-election ibikuward 18. So uthola umuntu kaward 29 ebuya kuward 18 esithi ufuna ukuvota. So there's a lot of voter education which needs to be done, especially I think ama political parties it must be helped by even EVEC and then Lama NGOs. Actually, everyone also in Zimbabwe must all of us be in the voter education, in the ama elections kumele zame ukuphathisa uzulu ukuthi zame ukufundisa uzulu because abantu abaningi njengo even ukuthi role ka MP iyini role ka councillor iyini abantu abaningi abakwazi bapho ukuhamba besiya vota nxa bekwazi ukuthi ubotwa nini ukuthi by election inini. So there are so many loopholes ku system yethu ukuthi our people don't even know what they are voting for. One, our people don't even know the processes or what ZEC is supposed to do. Mandate ZEC, people don't even know. So there's a lot of, like, I think the government has to roll out a massive voter education program before even 2023 so that we have a lot of free and fair and credible elections. It's pointless to have elections, which is just to lose a vote. I think you have the census quotas about Sivangai. What are the rates? You are close to 15 million. So I told you about voting or what you have a lot, which is a big hindrance. Avandava have a voter, even Avavachon have a voter over and over again. People are loyal to political parties, people are loyal to certain individuals. So I think if we are to see real change in Zimbabwe, we need our people to be educated, especially. Ungabona ulwazi lungekho emathown. What's more, we've got a serious problem. People don't know. People don't know, and it's going to really affect 2023 as well.
Nigel, what exactly were your thoughts on ukuphatheka kwabatsha abantu abasakhulayo ukukhetho olusanda kudlula ukhetho lwama-by-elections?
Well, like I said previously, a lot of young people were turned away, so a lot of young people did not participate. For instance, I was a polling agent. Makwekwe, who at 18, and what I witnessed was very disappointing. I think I saw less than 20 young people coming to vote. The majority was the elder. We had about, who polling station young with about six assisted voters. People were around 80, 90 years old. So it's really disappointing for young people not to participate. Nyakwazi bakhona ama youth ga avota ngo 2018 kodwa ngibabona emalokuzeni ku ward 18. Ku ward 18 there were 900 and something registered voters ku polling station eMkhali A. Kube abantu abangu 176. Which means the vote rate was less than 40%, I think. It's really disappointing because people didn't turn up and a lot of young people didn't turn up. Those who were there, I remember the trying, even the polling agents, I'm a youth, remember the trying. It's really disappointing over, I'm born a youth in Ghana, with politics, and I think we made a scooter in my youth. In a general, I'm a youth, with a kind of super participator in the politics. Even ungene kulokuzini ungene kuma civic organization ube observer xa ufuna ukwengena ku politics xa ufuna ukwengena ku politics ungena kuma structures ama party sibone lati ama youth senza something ku politics ngobe ngibone kuma by elections ama youth ebengekho and I think la ama youth ebengakwazi ukuthi ama by elections yikwini sesibuyela futhi endabeni ye voter education.
Now Nigel, lapha bengicela ukuthi uphendule ngesiNgisi so that everybody understands. When we were watching the rallies held by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, held by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and the candidates themselves that were competing in the by-elections, we were seeing a large turnout of people at these rallies. However, you and other polling agents have highlighted one thing, is that the turnout of voters was very low. Tell us, what exactly happened to the people?
Well, when we look at what's on the ground, and I think what I can say is the political landscape is different on social media. It's also different on the ground when we talk about grassroots. The people who actually go and vote are not the people you see in rallies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just go to rallies to see the leader of a certain political party. But that does not mean those people in the rallies are the people who are going to participate in the voting process. And then in terms of voter apathy, a lot of people, especially this side in Machiavellians, most people have given up in politics. And I think it's high time as political parties, as political leaders to try and reignite the fire in people. so that people participate in this important process, the electoral process, because this is what we want. We want people to choose the leaders they want. We want people to choose competent leaders. So if people don't participate, we'll have a disaster in local government. We'll also have a disaster in national government because we're having the same people voting and the same people voting for the same people who are corrupt, the same people won't deliver. So I think we really need a massive voter education program, maybe to be rolled out by the government. And we also need CSOs to also come on board. We also need churches. We also need individuals who are aware about the political landscape, who are aware about voter education and what the people need to know in terms of the information which they need to know when it comes to elections and government processes.
Now, Nigel, the by-elections have come and gone, but campaigning will obviously continue, including from people who just entered into, public office. What words of advice would you have for the youth who are going to be observing this entire period between now and the 2023 general elections?
Well, what I would say to young people, I would love to really encourage young people to participate in politics. Politics means our future. Politics is about now. Politics is about what are you going to vote for. Politics is about your hospital. Politics is about your new school. Politics is about your job. Politics is about, politics is everything. So I would love to see young people participating not only in political parties. Young people also need to be there as observers. Young people need to be there as activists, speaking out against some bad political practices in the country. And I would love to encourage youth in Mabwekwe, especially youth in even in Papoose, youth from around Zimbabwe. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi Studio 7 iyatholakala even emaphandleni. Ngifuna ukukhuthaza abantu abancane, ontanga, i-youth 18 to 35, nxa ukhona uzibone ngani une-fire, ulomlilo phakathi kwakho enhliziyweni yakho ukuthi ufuna ukubona ilizwe lakho litshintsha, ngena ku-politics, ngena ku-party. Awulandaba ukuthi usupporta yiphi party, kodwa asihlanganiseni amakhanda, kube le-unity of purpose. Sifakeni abantu abazadilimba, ayikhona ukuthi siphonge ukuvotela ukuthi le yiphathi le, kumbe sivotele ukuthi ngoba kule-leader le. Asikhangeleni abantu ukuthi umuntu esimfakayo umuntu yini okwaziyo ukuthi sihluphe kanjani lapho esigabeni. So ngicela ukuthi abantu abancane bengene emaphathini, silungiseni izinto kumaphathi okokuqala, and then sibe sesilungise izinto ezigabeni zethu.
Now, Nigel, you just touched on something there that I really would like to expand on. Angibuze kancane mnumzana ukuthi ungathini to umuntu osakhulayo yena obona nganezo mbusazwa kasifuni. Yena uthi hayi, all he wants is ukuthola umsebenzi njalo indlela zokuzithuthukisa empilweni and live in a very conducive environment. Kodwa njengokukhuthaza kwakho yena ukuthi iindaba zombusazwe yena kasifuni. What would you say to umuntu onjalo, olombono onjalo?
Ngiyabonga for umbuzo lo, mfowethu Mike. Into engihlekisayo ukuthi abantu bayakhala ngomsebenzi, especially thina ontanga, siyakhala ngomsebenzi, sikhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi iZimbabwe ilunge, kodwa asifuni ukuparticipate endaweni zombangazo, endaweni zepolitics. Lo muntu, lo ntanga, lo youth othi mina ngifuna ukungena ku-politics, akuncedi lokho. Mina ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi ulilungele lakho, it's your duty as a young person ukuthi ulungisise izinto. Njalo nxa ungaphonga ukuhlala ngiyeni, uphonga ukuhlala emgelweni, uphonga ukukomplaina, ungaparticipate ku-politics, ngokwakho kuza ku-affecta. Kodwa ungangena ku-politics. Either way, whether uhlezi endlini uyaparticipate uma uparticipate, i-politics iyaku-affect. Awusoze uthole umsebenzi nxa ungafakanga umuntu right esikhundleni. Awusoze uthole umsebenzi nxa ungaparticipate endabeni ze-constitution making process, endabeni ze-governance. Awusoze impilo yakho ayisoze ithuthuke. So ngizathi umcabango lo awulunganga nxa ungutanga, especially nxa ungutanga useZimbabwe. Izinto zinzima and siyakwazi ukuthi the root cause of our problem is our political arena. It's the political field, it's the political playing field. And nxa izinto zingekho right, akunanto eyalunga. ungachona ukhalakhala usithi mina ngiyena ku-politics. Kodwa laba babe ku-politics bazayelokhele zama ulungisa izinto. Njalo izinto zingalunga. Bona abade beku-forefront belungisisa izinto, yiko labo izinto zizabalungela futhi. So, either way, whether you participate or whether you participate, I politics are a fake. In the general, in a low politics, I am a fake. I was by name. So, in terms of the Kutaz, which I think you have the politics. Either way, you are participating or participate, politics will always affect you.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, shout out to Nigel and Jove, who was joining us at Lapa Bushello, Lechulaba Sakulayo, Bushello, The Connection. Now, Maria Zimbabwe, as we wrap up tonight's show and reach the tail end of the show, I want to shift focus from the by-elections in Zimbabwe to Ukraine, an East European nation that is currently experiencing ongoing military aggression from their neighbor, Russia. Now, over the past month, the world's eyes have been on Ukraine. Not just Africa, not just America, not just Europe, but the entire globe has been focusing on Ukraine as the East European nation is currently facing ongoing military aggression from its neighbor, Russia. Now, as this war started, and as I highlighted a couple of weeks back when we focused on the war in Ukraine, when this war started, Maria Zimbabwe, it has impacted the lives of thousands of African students who are all based in Ukraine, who all turn to Ukraine for a better education. But now, a lot of these African students, amongst them Zimbabweans, have been forced to flee the Eastern European nation and seek of safety. Now, a lot of them are still in Europe. Some are still in Ukraine, which you're going to hear more from. And some have been able to return home and are continuing their studies online. But to hear more about how this war has impacted the lives of African students, before we delve into our conversation with Tinashe Chamunorwa, who is the young person we're going to be speaking to who managed to flee this war, let's head over to a video report that we have whereby African students who are still in Ukraine in the midst of the war speak more on their experiences.
Lizzie Ogaji searches through her phone for an update on the war in Ukraine, hoping for positive news, but finding little to lift her hopes. Her brothers trapped in Kherson, a Ukrainian city occupied by invading Russian forces. She says he tried to escape the war-torn city this week, but was turned around by the Russian military.
I am worried, like seriously worried, because each time I turn to the television, turn to the channel, listen to the scene, the headlines and the news. In short, my heart aches.
Kherson fell to Russian forces in early March, days after the invasion started, trapping hundreds of international students like Ogaji's brother in the city. For weeks, they have been living in extremely cold bomb shelters with limited access to food, medicines, and the internet. Nigerian authorities have promised to evacuate the students, but say that can only happen with a ceasefire in place. Many students have been making individual escape attempts. Jerry Kenny, who mobilized a pack of foreign nationals trapped in Kherson, just made it out.
We ran out of food, water, and I was out of cash.
Some other students escaping Kherson have received aid from non-profit groups trying to evacuate foreign nationals from the city. Danielle Onyekwere from U.S.-based Diaspora Relief says the evacuations are risky and expensive.
Right now, we're not going off of any safe corridor. There is no humanitarian corridor as of this time. What we're going off with is just routes that we know locals have taken that they made it. So it's still a risk on its own, but it's just like, why not try then, you know, still stay stranded there while we're waiting on negotiations, especially if things are getting worse.
For now, Ogaji's brother remains stuck in Ukraine, but she says her daily communication with him gives her family hope.
He never gave all. He never showed any negative feelings of the situation in Ukraine. So he always encouraged me. He would say, don't worry, sis, I will be fine.
No one knows if a ceasefire will be agreed upon anytime soon. For now, an escape attempt might be his only chance to leave Kherson. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
You heard this from African students, Maria Zimbabwe, speaking for themselves, talking about their experiences as who are still in Ukraine amidst this ongoing Russian aggression. But now, let us head over to the conversation that I had with Tinashe Chamunorwa, who is a young Zimbabwean. We had him on the show a couple of weeks back talking, and at the time, he was still in Ukraine. Now, Tinashe has safely evacuated Ukraine and is now in South Africa. So I talked to Tinashe about his experience as he moves from one point to the other and as he fled the war. So let's hear more from Tinashe Chamunorwa.
Okay. So after that interview, I then decided to move from Ukraine because of the situation that there seemed to be no changes. So I then decided to leave Ukraine, but my city was still safe. So I just decided to move because there were no changes, and my dean helped me to get like a private car to the border of Slovakia. So I moved to Slovakia, and then when I got to Slovakia, there were like a refugee camp, and there were like free buses that would take us to any city that we wished to go. So like everything was okay, and the people they took good care of us, and so after that I stayed in Slovakia for like a day, and then I decided to go to Hungary because my friends were in Hungary and they're saying that Hungary is good. So then I went to Hungary. There's also there was this agent that I was talking to. She was working with the ambassador. And that ambassador is like from Zim, so she's the one that helped most Zimbabweans get like free tickets from any location that should be like any safe location that should be it Hungary, be it Romania, or whatever. So yeah, when I go to Hungary, I meet the people and they help me get my ticket. So I stayed in Hungary for like 5 days because I think there were no tickets like for like in those days, so I'd wait for like 5 days, and after that I left Hungary to Zim, and then from Zim I'm now in SA. So but the journey, everything was okay. But it's just that at the border there were a lot of people, so yeah, it took some time. But I think only like 5 to 6 hours, but everything was okay.
Tinashe, once again, thank you so much for joining us again on the show. The last time we spoke, you were still in Ukraine. Thank God you're still alive. Thank God you're in a safe environment. I'm a little curious, let's backtrack to when this whole thing it began. What exactly motivated you to want to go study in Ukraine in the first place?
Oh, it's me. I had a brother and a friend that were studying there, and everything seemed so well for them. Like, the one that motivated me to go to Ukraine right now is a doctor in the United States, and he also managed to work with the United Nations. Like, he's getting paid a lot, so because of that, I was like, there are opportunities in Ukraine, so I should definitely go there. And had also links. It was good for me to go there. Because other countries like Cyprus, China, a lot of people are going there, but only a few people talking about Ukraine. So I was like, let me go and see what's in Ukraine. And yeah.
And what was your evaluation of Ukraine up until the war broke out?
Everything was okay. Like, where I was staying, there's no racism, and everything was just good because my city is so quiet, and it actually managed to be in the top 5 of the most peaceful and quiet cities in Europe. So everything was good in that city, and the people are nice, our teachers are nice. Like, you know, my program is very difficult, but the teachers that we have, they make it easy for us to understand. They understand us, they help us. You can't even notice that you're African in your day because just like they would just be treating me like a family. And for me, everything was good. The only problem that I had is that to get an opportunity to work in Ukraine, like, you know, just get maybe some part-time job, that one is difficult because you need to know their language very well. You need to speak Ukraine like that good. So you need to be that good. And that's the only difficult part because, you know, you need some money to take care of yourself in case there's a family problem and all those. So that was the only difficult part. But the rest, everything was good. Everything was okay.
Now, with that in mind, Tinashe, talk to us more about how this Ukraine crisis, or the war between Ukraine and Russia, has impacted your life as a young Zimbabwean who was studying in Ukraine, and of course your studies.
So before this war, I had a lot of plans, like continuing this year, and but because of this war, like changed everything, all those plans, like everything is just being messed up, because I can't do a lot of things this year, but this way has like delayed or stopped some of those plans or things that I'm planning to do. So I've just been at a crossroad, you know, like I don't know which way to take. Other people are transferring, other people are saying this, but as for me, I'm at a crossroad. I don't even know, like, what am I supposed to do? And fortunately for us, for now, we studied our classes, like online classes, but they're also having some problems to maintain like this schedule because, you know, you still remember about the sirens that I told you about?
Yes.
Yeah, so because of those sirens, our teachers will be forced to maybe cut the lesson because they are still in Ukraine. But we have resumed our classes, our online classes, and yeah, there's been some progress, but still, no one knows when this will end. And if you watch the news, our president Vladimir Putin is not like quitting. It's not like he's going to stop anytime from now, and Ukrainians are also not going to surrender. So this thing can take, you know, sometimes war can take years, months, no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm at a crossroad because I have to give my parents a feedback of like what I want to do. I want to continue my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, transferring, like being an undergraduate, transferring to other schools, very difficult because for me, it was maybe easy because of this war, but if you are like somewhere safe, they'll say, but it's for you, you're already in your country, everything is well for you. It's different from people that have just left Ukraine. So for me right now, it's that difficult to get an opportunity out there. And there's need for a lot of money because, you know, this thing caught us by surprise. It's not like people paying their money for anything because they'll just finish paying our school fees and everything. And then this was started, so
well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing this from African students talking about the war in Ukraine and how it has affected their lives. Our time is up here. You just heard from African students. You heard from Tinashe Chamunorwa. I would also like to thank Danford Ngatsuore, who won in the March 26 by-elections. He was a candidate for the CCC. He is the new councillor of Ward 16, Harare West. Siyabonga ngempela Danford. Sithandubonga njalo uNigel Ndlovu, who was a polling agent in Makwekwe. He's a youth rights activist there. Sithandubonga uNigel Ndlovu. Thank you so much, Nigel, for taking time out to be with us. Now, Mori Zimbabwe, Tashuka Kumakumo, Chirongwa Chelicha Nasi, says Figile Mapitole Noshelo Lutru, Babasakulayo, @Mike_Hove_ on Twitter and Instagram is my username. So if you're looking to chat with me, you can catch me there. Agwana Lego Namsham, Tarasa Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Tashuka Kumakumo, Chirongwa Chelicha Nasi, Anokoneka Nemfaro, Dinuinu Mike Hove, Hole Vandisayo, Njabulo, Tarasa Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. Let's meet same time, same place. Right here on Studio 7, Live Talk, The Connection, with your boy Mike Hove, Mudia Zimbabwe. Have a good night. At Sangane, same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!